We ask that everyone that lives here today will be known as the one that the Lord has placed in the name of Jesus. Matthew chapter 5, let's take verse 10 to 12. Matthew chapter 5 is a sermon on the mount, the beginning, the first sermon of Jesus. Maybe I should take from 1 to 12. Seeing the crowd, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted and for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophet who were before you. In this passage, the first sermon that Jesus preached, known in the church as Sermon on the Mount, Jesus came, and in Matthew chapter 5, Matthew chapter 6, Matthew chapter 7, Jesus came and proclaimed another kingdom. And surprisingly, the first thing he taught about the kingdom is blessedness. It's about the blessing. From the passage we read, the first thing that Jesus did in his message when he came on earth is to preach the blessing. Blessed are these, blessed are that, blessed are those. If you are a Nigerian Christian and you look at the people that Jesus said are blessed here, it looks very strange. Because if things are working right for you, if you have money in your pocket, that is when we know you as a blessed person. But Jesus came and said, blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are those who mourn. So I want you to know that you being blessed has nothing to do with your present condition. It has everything to do with what God says concerning you. So in Jesus' first message, he preached the blessing. Genesis chapter 1. Let's check verse 26. Genesis 1, 26. Then God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heaven, and over every living thing that moves on earth. Before God created man, everything that man needed, he put in the garden. And after that, he created man and presented to him everything the man needed. And the first thing God did to man was to bless man. The first thing that God did for man was to bless man. The first thing that God did for man was to bless man. What is it about the blessing? I remember looking at the life of Jacob. I don't know if you remember the life of Jacob. God called Abraham, and God blessed Abraham in Genesis chapter 12. In fact, concerning Abraham also, when God called Abraham, the first thing he did was to bless Abraham. In Genesis chapter 12, after the flood, the first thing that God did for Noah was to bless him. Master, what do you do to your children when you wake up in the morning? How do you wake them up? You don't they sleep like Mumu Abi. I beg, stand up now. Is that how you bless your children in the morning? Let's learn from God. For everyone he created, Jesus' first sermon was blessing. God's first thing to man was blessing. God's first thing he did to Abraham was blessing. The first thing that Abraham God did to Noah when Noah came from the ark is to bless him. Therefore, the blessing is one of the most important things that you need in your life. The blessing is one of the most important things you need in your life. When a man does not have a blessing, the man struggles. When the man does not have a blessing, the man is limited. When the man does not have a blessing, the man goes up and down and has nothing to show for the works of his hand. And God called Abraham and blessed him. So by the time that Jacob was born, he has heard the story of his grandfather. That his grandfather was blessed and his father was blessed. Let's look at the life of Jacob. Surprisingly, you know, from the womb, while they were in the womb, there was a tussle between him and his brother. And the mother went to check. And the Lord spoke and said, in your womb are two nations. One will serve the other. The younger will serve the other. So from the womb, they were struggling from the blessings. In fact, when Esau was coming out on the day of delivery, when Esau came out, by the time they took delivery of Esau, they saw Jacob holding the legs of Esau. And then they were born. One day Esau went out and came back hungry. And Jacob had food. And he asked Jacob for food. What did he say? He said, give me your birthright. Because the birthright is the link to the blessing. He had the birthright. Why? If there was something about the blessing that Jacob was pursuing. There was just something about the blessing that Jacob was pursuing. My wish for you today is that you have an understanding of a blessing of God upon a man's life, that you will pursue and ask God for his blessing upon your life, so that the dimension and the intricacies of your life will change permanently. Even when the father wants to bless Esau, we all know the story. All the trick he played on the father was because of the blessing. Lift your right hand up. Let's pray together. Say, oh Lord. I didn't even say, oh Lord. Say, arise and bless me indeed. Say, my family is available for your blessing. Say, arise and bless us. Open your mouth. Let's pray. Oh Lord. Arise, arise, arise. Arise and bless us. Let your blessing be upon my family. I am not connected. I have no strength. But I need your blessing. Oh Lord, your blessing is enough. Your blessing is sufficient for me. Oh Lord, arise. Arise, arise. Arise, arise. Arise, arise and bless me. Oh, that you will bless me indeed. Arise, arise, arise. Arise, arise. Oh Lord, arise. Arise and bless me. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. What is the blessing? When we say man is blessed, when we talk about the blessing, what does the blessing mean? The blessing is a promise and declaration of God's special favor, mercy, benefit, goodness, provision, and protection in the life of a person. The blessing is a promise and declaration of God's special favor, mercy, benefit, goodness, provision, protection in the life of a person. So when we say you are blessed, and we say the blessing of God is upon you, we are declaring God's favor, God's mercy, God's benefit, God's goodness, God's provision, God's protection upon your life. I decree, I say you are blessed.
Amen.
I didn't say, I say you are blessed.
Amen.
I say you are blessed. Amen. Lift your right hand and say, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Are you sure about that? So when I say I am blessed, I have God's protection. When I say I'm blessed, I have God's provision. When I say I'm blessed, I have God's goodness. When I say I'm blessed, I have God's benefit. The blessing is God's affirmation and approval over a man's life. When God affirms a man, when God approves of a man, what God does for the man is to bless him. Everyone that God approves, God pronounces his blessings upon them. And I know that through Christ, God approves of you. And his blessings are sure over your life. Please stretch forth your hand and let me pray for you. Wherever your children are now, I don't know who the person is. Wherever your children are now, let the blessing begin to speak for them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
I pray for all the children in this house. May the blessing of the Lord begin to speak for them.
Amen.
May the blessing of the Lord begin to speak for them.
Amen.
May the blessing of the Lord begin to speak for
Amen.
Them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Have your seat. The blessing. The power of a blessing of God is rooted in the authority and the promise of God for our life. If you ask me to define the blessing in my own way, I will say the blessing is God in us, God with us, God for us. If you ask me to define the blessing, I will say the blessing is God in us, God with us, God for us. If God is in me, if God is with me, if God is for me, how can I fail? For everyone blessed, God is in him, God is with him, and God is for him. Ephesians 1:3. I want us all to read it together. Ephesians 1:3. Ephesians 1:3. Okay. Can we all read together? One, two, go. Blessed
be the God.
Be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. Can we repeat it again? Let me hear. Let's go. One, two, go.
Blessed be God and the Father of
our Lord Jesus Christ, who has done what? Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. How many spiritual blessings?
All.
I didn't hear. How many spiritual blessings?
All.
Spiritual blessings like mercy. Spiritual blessings like favor. Spiritual blessings like grace. All. Spiritual blessings like compassion. All spiritual blessings in the heavenly places is what belongs to us. And say, we are blessed. Look at somebody, say, you are blessed.
You are blessed.
I didn't hear you say, you are blessed.
You are blessed.
Tell yourself, say, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Say that to yourself, let me hear you.
I am blessed.
Say that again, let me hear you.
I am blessed.
Can you shout that? Let me hear you.
I am blessed.
Shout that like a person that is blessed.
I am blessed.
You are blessed. It's one of my favorite passages. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heaven. So there is no blessing missing in your life once you have Christ in you. Hello, are we here? Can you hear me? There is no blessing missing in your life when you have Christ in your life. All what you need to do is to activate them. The blessings are in, they are spiritual blessings in heavenly places. You need to know how to convert the spiritual blessing to physical blessing on earth. And we convert them by faith. We convert them in a place of prayer. We convert them in a place of confession. We convert them in a place of proclamation. We need to convert these blessings. They are in spiritual realm, in heavenly places. Today, I pray for everyone here. And whatever is a blessing that is missing in your family, then make them available for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Can we quickly pray some prayer? Lift your right hand up. Say, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Say, therefore, this year,
therefore, this
people
year,
search me out.
Search
say,
me
I am sought out this year.
Sought
my business is sought out.
My
career is sought out. Everything about me is sought out. In the name of Jesus. Say, by the blessing. Can I pray? By the blessing. By the blessings
of the Lord.
I am blessed. I am blessed. And because I am blessed,
I am sought after.
I am sought after. Because of the blessing. I am blessed and I am sought after. I am blessed. I am sought after. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
Say, I am blessed and I stand out this year.
I am blessed and I stand out this year.
Lift your left way. I am blessed
and
I stand out.
And I stand
wherever
out.
I am in my
wherever
career, in my business, whatever I do, I stand out. I stand out.
I stand out.
I stand out. I am blessed and I stand out. Can I hear you pray? I am blessed. My children are blessed. They stand out. They stand out. They stand out. We stand out as a family. We stand out by the blessing of the Lord. I am blessed. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
I am blessed and therefore I am preferred above all others.
Amen.
Can we pray in the name of Jesus?
In the name of
I am
Jesus.
Blessed, I am blessed,
I am blessed,
I am blessed and I am preferred. My daughters are preferred, my sons are preferred. I am blessed and 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 I am preferred. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Because of our time, let's take this. Say, I am blessed and highly favored.
I am blessed and highly favored.
I am blessed and marvelously helped this year.
Lift your hands up.
Lift your hands
up. In the name of Jesus.
Manta katala. Receive divine help. Receive divine help.
Amen.
The blessing. Receive divine help.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift your hands up. Say, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
And I'm highly favored.
And I'm highly favored.
And I am marvelously helped.
Marvelously
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray. I am blessed. 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 I am highly favored. I am blessed. I am marvelously helped. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am highly favored. I am blessed. I am mightily helped. Marvelously helped. Because of the blessing. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. Highly favored. Marvelously helped. Highly favored. Marvelously helped. Highly favored. Marvelously helped. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Joseph was a stranger, a foreigner in Egypt. The blessing brought him out. Daniel was a foreigner. The blessing brought him out. Nehemiah was a foreigner. The blessing brought him out. Esther was a foreigner. The blessing brought you out. You are not a foreigner in your country.
Yes, sir.
The blessing must speak for you.
Yes,
lift your right hand up. Say, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Say, the blessing of God speaks for me. Open your mouth. Jesus mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Have your seat briefly. The blessings carries supernatural power to bring to pass what God have said concerning you. So God created Adam. Everything he wanted Adam to have, the potential, the talent, the capacity, the capability, the abilities, everything he needed him to have to do well on earth, it was encapsulated in a blessing. So when he came, he just blessed him. And by that blessing, everything that he needed to survive on earth was made available for him. I pray for everyone here. Let the blessing distinguish you among your peers.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anything lacking in your life and destiny, let the blessing make them available for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So the blessing carries supernatural power to activate what God wants for you. And you know what? When the blessing speaks, the blessing does not look at your present circumstance. It just looks at you and says, you are blessed. And when it says you are blessed, that blessing makes available anything, everything you need to do well. I tell somebody, say, you are blessed.
You are blessed.
I didn't hear you say somebody, tell somebody, say, you are blessed.
You are blessed.
Tell another person, say, you are blessed.
You are blessed.
You see, the blessing puts a mark on you. The blessing puts a label on you. The blessing puts a signature on you. So when God blesses you, his signature is upon you. When I was growing up, there are some plans we see. You see the fence. They will put military zone. Please keep off. What is saying that this land belongs to soldiers. And it was military regime that time. So nobody goes near. When God blesses you, he has put his signature upon your life. He belongs to God. Keep off. And are we here? You belong to God.
Yes.
Keep off. The blessing puts a signature upon you. Can we pray? Lift your right hand up. Say, the signature of God.
Signature
let it be
God.
Upon every member of my family.
Member of my family.
By the blessing, by the blessing.
By the blessings.
Can we pray? By the blessing.
By the blessings.
Let the signature
let
of God
signature of
be
God.
Upon every member
be
of my family. Let the signature of God
of
be
Jesus.
Upon every member of my family. By the blessing, by the blessing. Let the signature of God be upon every member of my family. By the signature of God be upon everything that I do. By the blessing. by the blessing, by the blessing, by the blessing, in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
So we carry our CAC paper, we lay hands on it, we bless it, we bless our shop, and God put his signature upon it. On your forehead, on your forehead is the signature of God. He belongs to me. Carry yourself like that. Please help me tell somebody, carry yourself like a blessed person. You know the way, sometimes when we come to church, sometimes when I want to preach, I'm afraid of members, because the way they are looking, frowning, even crack jokes, some are even, if you have a signature of God, in the presence of God, there is fullness of
joy.
Of joy. And with joy, you draw from the well of
salvation.
Salvation. But when we come to church sometimes, the gospel you tell us before we came born again, it looks as if it's not real. Tell somebody, smile, Jesus loves you.
Smile, Jesus loves you.
The signature of God is upon you. Let me jump and say some things the blessing will do for you. And then we'll take three blessings that must not be missing in your life. See, some of it is the blessing activates your desired future state and your future end. So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We speak the blessing of peace into your life and your family in the name of Jesus. Whoever it is here, hear the word of the Lord. Let the peace of God that passes every understanding, let it overshadow and overwhelm every area of your life in the name of Jesus. Can I hear you say peace, peace,
peace?
Say, I receive the blessing of peace.
I receive the
Can we speak
peace
for every member of this church, wherever they are now, whether they are here or outside, wherever they are, we speak the blessing of peace. The blessing of peace, 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 peace to every situation, peace to every marriage, peace, peace to everyone, peace, peace to every family, peace. We speak peace. We speak peace. We speak peace. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. So the blessing activates the desired future state. The blessing does not look at this present circumstance. So whatever you want to see in the future, whatever you want to come to pass, you speak it as a blessing upon a person. Don't join people to say your child is mumu. The future state of a child, you speak it. God knows who you are and he's still blessing you. Why? There's a future state that he wants. The blessing activates that future state. It activates that future state. So whatever you desire concerning your life, you speak it from the word of God as a blessing, and it comes to pass. The blessing will move you from where you are now to where you should be. The blessing has the power, the capacity, the capability to move you from where you are now into where you want to be. The blessing can propel you into your destiny. The blessing is a force that moves a man into his destiny. Remember the story of Jabez? After he has labored in sorrow because the mommy spoke negatively to him at birth, and that negativity was working in his life, he got to a time that he called unto God, oh, that you will bless me indeed. And by that blessing of God, it activated his destiny, move him away from sorrow and pain, and move him to where God wants him to be. The blessing brings positive change and transformation into people's life. The blessing brings empowerment. The blessing brings enablement. In fact, the one of the definition of a blessing, blessing is an empowerment to prosper. When the blessing comes upon you, it gives you an empowerment to prosper. I decree upon everybody here
an empowerment. Amen.
For you to be what you want to be.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift your two hands and say, by the blessing, O Lord.
By the blessing,
say, I receive an empowerment.
I receive an empowerment.
I receive an empowerment. Say, by your blessing, by your blessing. I receive an empowerment.
I receive an empowerment.
By your blessing. Pop your mouth, let's pray. By your blessing. I am empowered for greatness.
Lebranda da gabalaka da kosa da branda balaka da kosa Rebeka da kanda sapra bebeke de kosa Elena manda saprande beke de kosa Elena sapra da banda Emanda skopramba bagaba Rebeka leke de kosa do go do kosa Sada da balaka da balaka da beke de kosa Rebeka da kosa da
banda
Elanda sapra bagaba Rebeka da kanda da kosa da bande Elena manda sapra bagaba
Around, was he around 4 or 5? I can't remember, maybe around 4 years ago. Came to me crying. And what was it? He was writing a particular professional exam and was failing it. Now, the genius sister wrote the same exam and did not repeat it and passed. And the genius sister now qualified before him. So he asked the genius sister, it's the same course we are doing. I teach you these things. How come? And you know, I said, you sit down there. That before I write any exam, a day or a week before the exam, I will go and meet my pastor and ask my pastor to pray for me. Maybe you should go and meet pastor to pray for you. So he came and told me that. And I told him that the blessings empowers for success. And I told him, before you write any exam, come, I will lay hands on you and bless you. That was the end of the story. He did not fail any course again. You see, sometimes you might have human capacity, human capability, but there will be some things missing. Everything missing, the blessing makes them available.
Yes, sir.
Are we here?
Yes, sir.
When a child is failing, speak the blessing upon the child. Speak the blessing. Speak the blessing. By the blessing in this house, we terminate every altar of failure.
Amen.
Every seed of failure.
Amen.
Let them be terminated.
Amen.
Say in my family. Say by the blessing.
Every failure.
Every stagnancy.
Every limitation.
Is terminated. In the name of Jesus.
Open
your mouth and pray.
By the blessing.
Every failure. Every limitation. Every stagnancy.
Rebecca Becca Daka Dagaba, Amanda Bacato Beledesa, Rabagata
Dada Lavacaria,
Sabalaka Belegadosa,
Rabaga
Brondosco,
Rabagata
Rabagata
to yield his increase for you. A blessed man does not have a cursed land. Wherever the sole of your feet shall touch, I give you a possession. When you touch it, the blessing annuls the curse. Sir, man, listen to me. The curse is not superior to the blessing. Many of us, for a long time, we believe the curses are very powerful. It cannot be compared with blessings. When the blessing comes, it will terminate the curses and now move you to your desired state. Do
Do we understand that?
Yes, sir.
If he said curses are powerful than the devil, than the blessing, that means the things of the devil are more powerful than the things of God. The devil never blesses. The blessing is superior to the curse. So it doesn't matter what anybody said against you. When you are blessed, when we lay hands on you, when we pray for you, it terminates the curses and activates something in you for greatness. Do we understand that?
Yes, sir.
The blessing is powerful. The blessing is glorious. The blessing brings advancement and acceleration. The blessing brings provision and abundance. The blessing brings protection, preservation, and safety. The blessing is like an insurance policy. The blessing makes you too defended to be defeated. The blessing lifts you above oppression. The blessing makes you too blessed that you cannot be cursed. The blessing elevates you above every terror. The blessing put the enemy under your feet. You need the blessing. You need the blessing. Can we pray and say, Lord, I'm available.
Lord, I'm available.
To be blessed.
To be blessed.
That you are blessed already. Yes. Lift your two hands to him. Lift your two hands to him. Let the blessing manifest in your life.
Amen.
Let the blessing manifest in your destiny.
Amen.
Let the blessing manifest in every area of your life.
Amen.
Let the blessing manifest in your family.
Amen.
Let the blessing manifest in your children.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Yeah. Have your seat. Have your seat. Three blessings you must not miss. Number one, God's blessings. Genesis 1, 28. And he blessed them. Genesis 1, 28. And he blessed them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion. When he wanted them to be fruitful, wanted them to multiply, all what he did was to bless them. And the blessing brought about fruitfulness, multiplication in their life. Can we just take that prayer? Say, I'm blessed of the Lord.
I am blessed of the
Lord. I
didn't
say I'm blessed of the Lord.
I am blessed.
Say, therefore, I am fruitful.
I multiply.
Say, no barrenness in me.
No
barrenness of any kind. By the blessing, lift your right hand and pray. Say, by the blessing, by the blessing. By the blessing, by the blessing. I am fruitful by the blessing. And the Lord bless
them.
And the Lord bless them. And the Lord bless them. And the Lord bless them. And the Lord bless them. And the Lord bless them. And the Lord bless them. And the Lord bless
them. Rebecca de Catacondo Soprata Gabeda, Le Mandas Caprabinda Balacosa Daga, Elitege de Brondo Sopra Babaga,
fruitful by the blessing,
Soprata.
I am fruitful by the blessing, I am fruitful by the blessing,
I
understand by the blessing, I multiply by the blessing, I am fruitful by the blessing, I multiply by the blessing, I move forward by the blessing, I make progress by the blessing,
Lindas
I am blessed,
Rebecca de Coso Brandaba, Arabacata.
I am blessed.
Soprandaba, Rabanda Scoprabeda, Elega da Grondo Sopranda Begadaga,
I am blessed.
Sopranda Begadiga, Radadadadadadosa.
Jesus, mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
So God bless man. God bless Abraham. Please, I beg you, may the blessing of God not be lacking in your life. Genesis 12, 1 to 3. Genesis 12, 1 to 3. Now God has said to Abraham, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show you. The first blessing of God on Abraham activated a real estate ownership for him.
Live where you are. I am taking you somewhere. The land that I show you, I give unto you.
By the blessing, the Lord made properties available for his children. Even in difficult economies.
Are we here?
By the blessing. I remember almost around 15 years ago. I was working in the bank at that time. I will move on. At that time, they were building Prince and Princess. I was there. I looked for land. Wanted to buy the house or buy a land. Maybe the cost of a land was maybe 2 million or 1 million at that time. And I had like 200,000. So I said, let me go and contribute. So I got almost 800 and went back. By the time I went back, it has moved from 1 million to around 3 million. I came to Sun City here when it was carcass. I went to Sunnyvale. I saw all the land, but I did not possess them. But by the blessing, never again would that happen in my life. Are we here? The first promise of God to Abraham, I'm taking you to a land, I will show you, and I will give you the land. You did not come to Abuja to watch streets. You came to possess the land also. Hello, therefore, by the blessing, let the land yield to you.
Amen.
Let your portion be given to you in this land.
Amen.
Lift your right hand and say, by the blessing.
By the blessing.
Say, in the land of Abuja.
In the land of Abuja.
Let my portion be made available
to me.
Let my portion
be made
available. Open your mouth and pray, by the blessing. By the blessing. By the blessing. Let my portion be made available.
Shanda brande bera. Rabaga bala kondo
sobrande bera. Shanda kada.
Shanda brande
bera. Shanda kada. Maria kada kada kada.
Shanda baga kada kada.
Maria kada kada.
Rabanda sobrande bera.
Shanda kada kada.
Rekada kada
bera. Sobrande bera.
Rabaga bala
kada kada. Rabanda
sobrande bera.
Mazada bera.
Sobrande bera.
Let my portion be given to me.
Rabaga bela kada kada kada. Shanda brande bera.
FZ, give me my portion.
Shaba.
Give me my portion.
Make you a greatness. Can I have it? Oh, my time.
Now, Abraham, verse 2.
I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, and you will be a blessing. Can we just read it as a prayer? Say according to the word of God. Let's go. According to the word of God.
According to the word of God.
By the blessing of the Lord.
By the blessings of the
Lord. He's making me a great nation.
He's making me a great nation.
He will bless me.
He will bless me.
And make my name great.
And make my name
and
great.
I shall be a blessing.
And I shall be a
can
blessing.
You pray that into your
the
family?
Name of Jesus.
Pray that into your family. That blessing is still speaking. That blessing is still speaking. That blessing is still speaking. That blessing is still speaking for Israel and their descendants. Let that blessing speak for you. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Galatians 3:14. Or let's take 13 and 14 together. You must not miss the blessing of God for your life. Galatians 3:13-14. Let's take 13 and 14 so that it will make more meaning. Christ has redeemed us from a curse of a law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, curse is everyone that hangeth on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of a spirit through faith. So Christ has died on the cross that we might receive the blessings
of Abraham. So spiritually, you are a son of Abraham and you deserve his blessing. Do we understand that? And his blessing, anyone that blesses you is blessed, and anyone that curses you is. Lift your right hand and let's pray together. I hope you are not tired. I'm used to saying lift your right hand. Lift your right hand, let's pray. Say, and whatever blesses me is blessed, whatever curses me is cursed. Whoever blesses me is blessed, whoever curses me is cursed. Wherever I'm blessed is blessed, wherever I am cursed is cursed. Open your mouth and make that decree. Say, I am a blessed person. Whatever blesses me is blessed, whatever curses me is cursed. Whoever curses me is cursed, whoever blesses me is blessed. Wherever I am blessed is blessed, wherever I am cursed is cursed. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. When Jacob wrestled with God, God blessed him. He changed his name and gave him the name Israel. By this service today, there's a change of name for you by the blessing of the Lord. Bow down your heads, let's pray. What change do you want God to do in your life? Talk to me. What change? What change? What change? One change. What change? It is not because you deserve it. It is because he wants to bless you. It is because he is a blesser. It is because that is what he does. Not because you qualify for it. Not because you deserve it. But because he wants to bless you. Don't think about your present state. Ask for the blessing. Ask for the blessing. Let the blessing bring about a change in my life. Let the blessing bring about a change in my life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Don't miss the blessings of God in your life. The blessings of God are found in scripture. You can take the word of God and pray them into your life. Pray them in your life. Pray them over your children. You will see the blessing manifested everywhere. The devil will prevent you from reading the word. He will prevent you from praying the word. You must stand firm against him and pray the word. Pray the blessing upon your people. Do we understand? Number two blessing you must never miss. Even if you are woke, even if you are trendy, don't miss parental blessings. Don't miss the blessings of your parents. I tell people in church, always call your parents and ask them to pray for you. Don't miss your parents' blessing. And for anyone that your parents have caused, we are going to pray for you and deactivate the curse in your life. Don't miss your parents' blessing. Deuteronomy 27. Let's read from verse 27. Jacob and Isaac. Not Deuteronomy, sorry. Genesis 27. Genesis 27, 27. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. It is not what you say when you feel happy. It's what you say every time. I am blessed. Can I hear you shout? I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Are you sure? Shout it like you mean it. Let me hear you.
I am blessed.
Say that again. Let me hear you.
I am blessed.
I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. So even when I'm disappointed, I scream. I am blessed. I am blessed. And he came near and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him and said, see the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. Ah, I love that. I love that. I love that. You know, there are spiritual odors, there are spiritual flavors. I pray for everyone here. Anyone with an odor of rejection, let the blood of Jesus take them away now. In the name of Jesus. He said, the smell of my son is like the smell of a field that the Lord. Can we pray? Say, my smell is like the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed. Can you pray for it? Say, my smell, my smell, my smell, my smell is like the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed. Therefore, wherever I go, I am blessed. Whatever I do, I am blessed. Whatever I touch is blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. My smell is like the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed. My smell is like the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Two people might come to you at home or in the office and now after each other asking for the same thing, having the same problem. I can tell you, most of the time we don't give them the same thing. Same problem, same request, we don't give them the same thing. Why? The smell of my son is like the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed. There are some people you see, if you give them 100 million, you will still apologize, sorry. Because you think by their capacity, what you are giving them is an insult. Some people, you give them 20,000, you have done more than enough. But they have the same problem. There is something that oozes favor that makes people to help you. It's a smell of a field. It's like the smell of my son is like the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed. I pray for everyone here. Wherever you are, maximum profit, maximum blessing. Maximum favor.
Amen.
Maximum profit, maximum reward. Maximum profit, maximum reward. Maximum profit, maximum reward. Maximum profit, maximum reward. You are like the field that the Lord has blessed. You are like the field that the Lord has blessed. You are like a field that the Lord has blessed. You are like a field that the Lord has blessed. In the name of Jesus. Hug your children and tell them the smell of my son, of my daughter, is like a smell of a field that the Lord has blessed. Next verse, 28 and 29. Help me, let's go. Therefore, God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Can we read that together? Go back to verse 9. Verse 28. Go back. I want us to pray together. See, these are blessings you should pray on your children. No child receives this kind of blessing and struggles. If he struggles, he struggles for a little while, for lesson, for process, and then he moves into destiny. Read with me, let's go. Therefore, may the Lord give my family of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Say, no need, no lack. Say, no lack, no lack, no lack. By the blessing in my family, no lack, no lack, no lack. By the blessing, no lack. I am blessed, and by the blessing, no lack.
What can you do?
No lack.
In
the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. When you pray this kind of prayer for your children, you don't need to be where they are. They can never be stranded. Never. Massa, you are holding the blessing from your children. Let's get back home today. If you have children, call them and bless them. Let's get back home today. If you have parents, call them, ask them to bless you. I am an orphan now. Before I lost my mom, every of my birthdays. My birthday is December 31st. December 30th. I will call my mom in the morning. I'm going to call you by 12. Don't sleep, oh. My mom will not sleep. So as the day is breaking, whoa, my phone will ring. And then she will be releasing blessings. She will be releasing blessings. Those blessings, some of them are giving us confidence for today. That no matter what, my mom blessed me. My mom blessed me. I cannot be stranded. I cannot. God has blessed me. My parents have blessed me. You mean I will be stranded? Never. 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 When our children are blessed, they cannot be assaulted. They cannot be molested. Why? The blessing. The blessing brings a covering over them. You are blessed and your children are blessed. In the name of Jesus. Can we do something? Can we bless our children? Can we bless our children? I want everybody in church to stand up on their feet. Can you stand up on your feet? Please listen to my instruction. This is my instruction. I always tell them in church, your prayers can go to the past and resolve issues in the past. Your prayers can work for you in the present. Your prayers can go to the future and wait for you there. I say, let's pray for our children. I didn't say if you have children or not. Even if you are single, pray for your children. Lift your right hand, let's pray. Can you release the blessing upon your children? Say, my children, wherever you are, whether you are in heaven or earth, whether you have been born or not, hear the word of the Lord. Open your mouth and bless your children. Your children shall not lack the blessing. Put your hand on your head, on their head. If they are here, put your hand on their head. Pray for your children. Pray for your children. Wherever they are. You are elevated. You are lifted. Jesus, mighty name, we have prayed. We might not have anything, but the blessing is more than anything. Are we here? The blessing is more than anything. The blessing is greater than whatever the earth can offer. You don't need connection when there is a blessing. The blessing connects you to people that matter. The blessing raises help for you. For all our children in this house, may they receive marvelous help. By the blessing.
Amen.
Our children are marvelously helped. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. The third blessing you should not miss is a priestly blessing. The blessing of a man of God in your life. You must not miss it. You must not miss it. Genesis 14, 19 to 20. When Abraham met Melchizedek. Melchizedek prayed one of my favorite prayers in the Bible for Abraham. And he blessed him. And said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. Melchizedek blessed Abraham. And said, blessed be Abiodun Aribike of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. That place where Abraham is, you are going to put your name there. You are going to cram it. That is how you will be blessing yourself every morning. When you are going out, that's all you will be saying to yourself. Can I have it on the screen, please, quickly? Put it back. Blessed, 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 blessed. Can we go? And he blessed him. And he said what? Blessed be Abraham of the Most High God. Lift your right hand, let's pray. Blessed be. Abiodun Aribike of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and blessed. Blessed, blessed, blessed. Blessed, blessed, blessed. Blessed, blessed, blessed.
He can never ever exist.
Blessed, blessed. Blessed be me of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. Blessed be me of the Most High God. Possess of heaven and earth.
According to your word and your will.
In the name of Jesus.
What to see you have done.
In Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Do we understand? So you mention your children. Blessed be Oluwa Nifemi of the Most High God. Possessor of heaven and earth. You mention your business name. Blessed whatever enterprises of the Most High God. Possessor of heaven and earth. Are you here? Alana Bakaria. Can we do that? Can you pray? Can you pray for your children? Pray for your business, for your career. Pray for what you do. Blessed. Blessed be New Life Baptist Church. Of the Most High God. Possess of heaven and earth. Blessed, blessed.
According to you, blessed. And you will for me. What to say you have done? I just need to align.
Blessed. In the name of Jesus. And he blessed him and said, blessed be God of the Most High God. Blessed be Abraham of the Most High God. Possessor of heaven and earth. We thank you. Numbers chapter 6, verse 22. 22 to 27. Numbers 6, 22 to 27. And the Lord tell Moses. And the Lord spoke to Moses saying, continue, sir. No. From verse, go back to verse 22, 26. And the Lord spoke to Moses saying, let's continue. Speak unto Aaron. Speak to the pastor. Speak to the prophet. Saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel. Saying unto them. I know we should all know this blessing. Let's go. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace and give you shalom. And when you do this, you shall do what? You shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will. Why will you not wake up in the morning with that blessing for your children? He said, when you do this, I will put my name on them and I will bless them. The Lord bless me and keep me. The Lord make his face shine upon me and be gracious unto me. The Lord lift his countenance upon me and give me shalom. And give me shalom. And give me shalom. And give me shalom.
Not in all seasons.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I have discovered that in the church, what is supposed to be very, very powerful, it become commonized because of familiarity. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, you are picking up the love of God and surely goodness. Have you sat down to think about these blessings before? It puts God's signature and mark upon you. By this fasting and prayer program, may the Lord put his seal upon your forehead. In the name of Jesus. Don't miss the priest's prayer. Our priest's blessing. Don't miss it. Because of our time. Let me close with this. You can ask God to bless you. You can ask to be blessed. Some never grew with their parents. Nobody ever blessed them. Nobody in their life. They can't remember anybody blessing them. Everywhere they went to, they were rejected. You can ask to be blessed. In fact, we are here today because of people like you. So that the blessings can come upon you and change your life. Jabez had that problem. Genesis 27. Verse 34. When Esau came back and discovered that Jacob has been blessed, verse 34, when he discovered that Jacob had been blessed, he came to the father. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceedingly bitter cry and said unto him, bless me, even me. Oh, my father, bless me. If only you will pray this kind of prayer from the depth of your heart. There's nothing working against you that God cannot change. The issue is that the passion is not there. And he heard and cried with a great and exceedingly bitter cry and said, bless me, even me also. Oh, my father, put your hand on your head. Let's pray. Bless me also, even me, my father. bless me also. Can we pray? Oh Lord, arise. Bless me also. Bless my children also. Bless my family also. Bless this church also. Bless my ministry also. Even I, arise, bless.
Bless me.
Arise, bless.
Can I go? No way.
Bless me also, Lord. Oh, Lord, arise. Remember me. Bless me also. 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 Even me also, even me also. Arise and bless me also. Bless me also, bless me also. Oh Lord, bless me also.
Where can I go?
Arise and bless me also. Ah, my God, arise. Arise, arise.
Jesus,
arise and bless me. In your mercy, bless me. By your grace, bless me. Bless me with favor. Bless me with greatness. Bless me with a heart for you. Bless me with the gift of obedience to the
world.
Bless me, bless me. Let me not be stranded. Arise and bless me.
Jesus,
arise and bless me. Bless me also. Bless me also.
So
bless me also. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Jump to verse 38 of those Genesis 27, 38. Genesis 30, 27, 38. And Esau said unto his father, "Hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also. Oh, my father. Bless me, bless me. Bless me, Lord. Bless me. Bless me.
Run to you.
Just talk to him. Oh, Lord. Remember my family also. Bless us. Escalate blessing. Let your blessing escalate in my life. Remember my family. Oh, bless me also, bless me. Bless me also, bless me also. Bless me also, bless me also. We have prayed. Let's go. Continue. Verse 39 and 40. Verse 39 and 40. And Esau said unto his father, and Isaac his father answered and said unto him, "Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of heaven from above." Verse 40. Are you ready? Look at this. Can we read together? Can I hear your voice? Let's hear. Let's go. One, two, go.
And by the sword
thou shalt live. Ah, and you shall serve your brother. And it shall come to pass when thou shalt have the dominion that you shall break the yoke
from off his neck.
There's a translator I use that love. I love that. Use it. When you become restless. When you become restless. See, listen to me. It doesn't mean if you have made mistake and you have lost the blessing, you can get it back. By restlessness. By restlessness. By rest. You don't pray like others pray because you have a different challenge from them. You pray restless, 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 restless. If you are praying, sometimes you turn your back at the people. Anyone that is restless will have the dominion. He will have the blessing. 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 We pray for everyone that have missed the blessing in this house. Let the blessing be restored. Let the blessing be restored. Let there be a recovery. 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 Can you say, I recover the blessing? I recover. I recover. If I have missed the blessing, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
There is a recovery for you.
Amen.
There is a recovery for you. Every opportunity missed, there is a recovery for you. By the blessing, there is a recovery for you. 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 Adaka ribo koria gada. We bless you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. How do we undo this? Okay, Genesis 27, 33. Two more scriptures. And I pray for you. Genesis 27, 33. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, who? Where is it that? Where is it that has taken venison and brought it me? And I have eaten of all before thou comest. Can we read the last part together? Let's go. One, two, go. And I have blessed him, and yea, he shall be blessed. Aha! Aha! He has blessed me, and yea, I shall be blessed. He has blessed me, and surely I shall be blessed. He has blessed me, and surely I am blessed. Hello, are we here? You are blessed. You are blessed. And surely you are blessed. Can I have it in NIV or NLT or ESV? NIV, NLT or ESV? Or Amplify? Isaac trembled violently and said, who was it then that hunted came and brought it to me? I ate it just before you came in. And I bless him. And indeed, he will be blessed. Hello, tell somebody, you have been blessed, and indeed you are blessed. Say indeed, indeed, indeed. Talk to yourself, say indeed. Indeed, I am blessed. My family is blessed, indeed. 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 We are blessed. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Numbers 23:20. Numbers 23:20. Shanda kanta lebo koria. Numbers 23:20. message. I was brought here to bless. Now he is blessed. How can I change it? ESV, he has blessed you and nobody can reverse it. Hello, nobody can reverse it. Can I say, I am blessed and nobody can reverse it? Say, I am blessed and nobody. Okay, look at it. Let's go. Behold, I receive a command to bless. He has blessed and I cannot. When the Lord bless you, nobody can revoke it. But you know what? Balaam's advice can revoke it. Let them sin and their God himself will curse them. When you are blessed, run away from sin. It is only sin that can reverse the blessing. Lift your two hands up. I thank you for the irreversible blessing upon my life. Your blessing over my life are irreversible. They are irreversible. None can revoke it. None can reverse it. None can revoke it. None can reverse it. Your blessing over my life. None can revoke it. None can reverse it. None can revoke it. None can reverse it. I am blessed of the most high God. Possessed of heaven and earth. I am blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places.
I am
Jesus.
My blessings cannot be revoked. Surely and indeed I am blessed. It cannot be revoked. It cannot be revoked. Therefore, we come this morning or this evening. Any authority figure in your life that curse you, we come by the priestly anointing. We reverse that curse. In the name of Jesus. Any word spoken to you in innocence, but it is negative, it's a curse. By any loved one, today we reverse those words now. In the name of Jesus. Put your hand on your head. Say, any word spoken against me that is working against my life and destiny, say, I reverse those words. I reverse. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You have a vivid picture of somebody speaking a negative word against you. A vivid picture. I will raise that prayer point again. I want to lay hands on such people and break those words. A vivid picture. You can remember when those words were spoken against you. We want to reverse those words. Can you come? Let me pray for you. Others, can we lift our right hand or put your hand on your head and say, any word spoken against my life and destiny, any word in opposition to my life and destiny. Say, I revoke those words. Open your mouth and revoke, revoke. I revoke, I revoke. I revoke, I revoke. I revoke, I revoke. I revoke. thank you. Say he has blessed you and no one can revoke it. Hello, you understand that? I will live here with this world. We are going to shake like seven people. You are blessed and it cannot be changed. It cannot be revoked. Are we ready? He has blessed you and it cannot be revoked. As we decree that word, let the signature of the Lord come upon everyone. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord put his name upon you. In the name of Jesus. Before you start shaking people, hello, before you start shaking people, listen to me. Let's take one more prayer together. We have prayed that prayer. The Lord bless me and keep me. Make his face shine upon me and be gracious unto me. Lift his countenance upon me and give me shalom. Lift your two hands up. Can we declare that? May the Lord bless me and keep me. The Lord make his face shine upon me and be gracious unto me. The Lord lift his countenance upon me and give me shalom. Shake people now. Say the Lord has blessed you and none can revoke it. It cannot be reversed.